A federal judge is requiring the U.S. Forest Service swear by affidavit that it has released all of the documents related to the disciplinary action it took against a whistleblower employee on the Tongass. Marquita Eath asked for the documents about her late husband, Glenn, under the Freedom of Information Act. KFSK's Matt Lichtenstein has this update.
In a June 12th ruling, U.S. District Court Judge John Sedgwick ordered that the Forest Service certify by affidavit that it has fulfilled Marquita Eath's FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, request for documents related to her late husband, Glenn. Glenn Eath was a Forest Service biologist on the Petersburg Ranger District with over 22 years of service. According to agency documents, he had fully successful performance ratings. He became a whistleblower employee in 2006 when he successfully challenged some of the Forest Service's road construction work for a timber sale. Subsequently, Eath's superiors on the Tongass transferred him to a different job and had him investigated. They ultimately accused him of misconduct, proposed firing him, and put him on administrative leave for nearly 8 months. They never issued a decision on the misconduct allegations. Instead, the Forest Service eventually told Eath his job was being eliminated due to budget cuts. Eath believed his employers were retaliating against him for being a whistleblower. The agency has consistently denied this. Federal law prohibits reprisals against whistleblower employees. Eath died of sudden heart failure in his sleep in March 2008. Marquita Eath originally wrote to the Forest Service that May to request the documents about her husband. The agency provided hundreds of pages but withheld hundreds more, claiming some were protected from disclosure by attorney-client privilege while others were protected as part of the agency's internal deliberations. Eath filed a lawsuit in the fall to get the Forest Service to give up the rest of the paperwork about her husband. The agency eventually released more documents this winter and spring. They included emails showing that the Forest Service's own legal counsel in Washington, D.C., disagreed with efforts to fire Eath. The lawyers worried some of the action the agency had already taken could lead to reprisal claims. There were also emails in which another agency staffer told colleagues to destroy messages related to the case because they might become public if the issue went to court. In the Freedom of Information case that's currently in court, Marquita Eath motioned that the agency certify in a sworn affidavit that it's provided all of the documents she requested about her husband. According to recent court filings, the Forest Service opposed her motion, claiming that its search for documents was adequate and that it has produced the documents she requested. But in the June 12th order, Judge Sedgwick cited the Forest Service's previous resistance to Eath's FOIA request, and he wrote that he was not persuaded by the agency's unsworn statement that it produced all the documents she asked for. Sedgwick concluded that the Forest Service must provide an affidavit that includes a relatively detailed description of the document search and an affirmation that the agency has produced all the documents that's required to release and listed all the documents that it still claims are privileged. The judge also ruled that the agency must pay reasonable fees for Eath's attorney. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.